I'm Dina. I'm a third-year international media and communication student. I am running for the position of community officer in this year's election.
Why are you running for community officer?
I think students right now at the university kind of don't know where to go for support. They don't know who to go for help on, you know, different... I feel like students right now, there's a problem in the university that most of the student body kind of don't know what the officers do. They don't know, most people don't know who the officers are. They don't know how they can support them, and they don't know how they can influence changes at the university. And I think it's a big issue right now, because obviously when you come to university, you know, you're here for 3 years. People tell you all the time it's meant to be the best 3 years of your life and all of that. And a lot of people come here and they find out that actually they're actually really struggling, and it can be a very overwhelming place, and I don't think people talk about that enough. And they don't talk about the support that's kind of available, so people don't know where to go. And, you know, you've got your course to worry about. You've got, you know, moving to a new place, having to make new friends. It's a very big change in everybody's life, and I think not everybody adjusts to it as well as others. And I think if people had better support in general, and they knew where to get it, and they knew the relevant people to go to for that, to get that help, and, you know, just to get the information about how to be involved and how to be involved, I think that would definitely improve the overall student experience. I think it would make university feel more like a home, and it should do, because people are here for 3 years.
What are the key points of your manifesto?
So one thing that I think a lot of students don't know about is that prices for accommodation next year is going up by 2.5%. I understand that this is going to kind of happen consecutively for the next couple of years. So what I want to do is I want to lobby the university to kind of keep those prices fixed, whether it's to defer it by a couple of years, defer the increase, or whether it's having smaller increases. I know that the increase is meant to go towards maintenance costs, but I also understand that, you know, JCR funding's been cut by 10%, so that can be reinvested into that. Obviously, you know, it can kind of come from other places. It can come from, you know, the university's profit instead of being on the backs of students, because right now grants are being cut as well. It's getting harder to afford university, and I think the added stress of having to worry about how to, you know, pay for hall accommodations is unnecessary stress for students. Another big thing right now is that the support provided by the university for rape victims and sexual harassment victims is not the best. It can be improved, and it should be improved, and I think it's a very overdue kind of support that should be provided by the university, because, you know, things like that do happen, and I think it's important for people to be able to speak about it. I think it's important for people to bring attention to it, because that's how you raise awareness, and that's how you give people the confidence who've been the victim of that to go and report that, or to go and seek help or get therapy, and just so they don't feel like they have to deal with it on their own, because something like that, you know, it can have a domino effect on your course, on your social life, on your mental health. And I think if it can be dealt with properly, and the university should provide the service that deals with that kind of thing, then a lot of the consequences that can come from that, and a lot of the, yeah, that all of that can be prevented. And that, I mean, I just feel like it's just necessary to have that support, just because the reality is that people do get raped at university, and a lot of people struggle, a lot of people drop out because they can't keep up, and they, you know, they're afraid, you know, they don't feel great about themselves, which is obviously natural, but there needs to be someone that's trained specifically to deal with that. So what I want to do is to, whether it, you know, train kind of existing staff at counseling service or bring in trained staff, make sure that, you know, volunteer student groups, kind of like Night Owls and Nightline and stuff, are trained to deal with that as well. That, you know, maybe have committee members on societies and sports societies, like the relevant, like the welfare committee member, trained in that as well, just to make sure that students, even if they didn't go specifically to someone to seek help, there would be somewhere to point them to. Because right now, if someone went up to a friend and said, you know, this has happened, I don't know where to go, they couldn't point them anywhere, or any, there's no kind of service provided by the university right now that they can go to and use. And that's something that I definitely really want to work on as well.
What's your slogan?
Brighter community.
Why should people vote for you?
Well, a couple of reasons. Number one is I am an international student, and I do currently feel like international students are not very well represented by the Students' Union. I think a lot of it is assumptions about what international students want and their preferences. And I think, obviously, having gone through the experience myself, I understand what international students actually want and how to improve the overall experience. And I think having an officer on the students' union will definitely, who is an international student, will definitely help bridge that gap of understanding between, you know, the university and the international students and their needs. And it just means that they will be better represented in the students' union. It means that, you know, it will, if the students' union represents international students better, it means that more international students will want to come here. And I think this university prides itself on being a global university, so I think it does just make sense to have better representation for international students in the SU. I think another reason is because I personally, I think that the changes that I kind of want to make in the SU, or, you know, the changes that I want to introduce, are for students right now that I think feel like they don't have a voice, you know, because maybe they're not involved or because, you know, they're not as outgoing, as extroverted. And I definitely want to make sure that those students' needs are heard as well. I want to make sure those students have as good an experience as students who, you know, kind of adjust easier to university life. I want to make sure everybody knows that they are supported by the students' union and nobody feels like, you know, I won't get that help because I'm not, you know, involved in this and that. And I want to make sure that every student, regardless of their involvement at university, regardless of how well they're doing at university, you know, whether they're from abroad or from here, I want to make sure that every student feels like they have the same opportunities at this university.